Welcome to the recordings of the Oldies Literary Lunch at the National Liberal Club, kindly sponsored by Baillie Gifford Actual Investors, who take a long-term approach to investing in exceptional companies.
Our last speaker, appropriately on the eve of another England semi-final, is the great Tony Adams, who played for us over 19 years, 672 games, four league titles, three FA Cups, two Football League Cups, the UEFA Cupness Cup, and two FA Community Shields. He also founded the Sporting Chance Clinic to deal with alcoholism. He wrote with Ian Ridley two very moving books about that, Addicted and Sober. And now he's written a marvellous book about 30 years ago when England were knocked out of another semi-final against Germany. And his new book is 1996, Reflections on the Year That Changed My Life. Ladies and gentlemen, Tony Adams.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much to the Oldie to asking me back again. 10 years, I came here and when I released Sober. And Barry Fryer, nearly said the old Portsmouth manager, but Barry Fryer, he gave me a fantastic introduction and has sadly passed away, like most of the audience. So you're a new crowd. This is a new crowd. I put it to my wife that I was writing another book, and she said, "More of the same shit. What are you doing that for?" Anyway, I'll get on with the story. I was sitting down there having a panic attack still to this very day. You know, my history of public speaking and my history of fear and as a kid, I had panic attacks at school. I couldn't do, you know, the book would go round the classroom and I'd sit there, terrified. And then because I was in such a state, I kind of was able to, you know, I just ran away and everyone laughed at me. At me and not with me, you know what I mean? Took the mickey out of me. And I just went inside and I retracted, very scared, very anxious, very stressed kind of young man. And I got into recovery. Yeah, I'm celebrating coming up 30 years without a drink or a drug on the 16th of August. And I'm very proud to be a recovering alcoholic, and the book's a celebration. But I'll get back to the story. I'm a bit ADHD, guys. I have scattergun all over the place, but it's very real. So I got recovery in 96, and I knew that I'd have to go through this fear. I knew I'd had to kind of face everything and recover instead of running away to the pub and to the clubs and all that madness. I knew that I had to go through stuff. I had to grow up emotionally and mentally. And I had to grow up. And one of the things that I, you know, spoke about Sporting Chance, and I opened Sporting Chance with the first novel. This guy sitting here with 50 each. I've got some way to go. But with Addicted, I did in 98, was a step four for me. I had a 12-step program. It's about clearing house, step four. And I did it in paperback, and I got $250,000 for that, and I gave it to Sporting Chance. And 26 years later, it's doing 50 people through the clinic a year and 13 into, very proud of the Sporting Chance. But I did, I was offered 2 years clean and sober, and I did the PFA Awards. There's 1,000 pissed professional footballers in the room, and they wanted me to talk about recovery and about, you know, day at a time, and there's me having panic attacks, and I stood up and I was heckled all over the, "Sit down, you're shit, what are you doing? Adams, you've changed, you thank God." Yes, I have, by the way. Yes, I have, by the way. Yeah, and it was all that, and I kind of went, "Thanks for having me," and I legged it. What I did, there was one guy afterwards came up to me, and he said to me, he said, "You know, you really let yourself down there." Fuck you. Excuse my language. Jesus, it's the only first time I didn't hit someone. But he's like completely through me. He said, "I'm a trainer, I'm a public speaker trainer, and I can make you sound brilliant and say nothing." And that moment, I kind of went, every time I get up in front of this mic, it's going to be from here and not from here. So what you see today, I mean, my book's about celebration. It's a guy that had panic attacks, that was pissing himself, shitting himself, in, you know, prison, intensive care. You know, this is where the madness takes you. This is where the madness takes you. And I had a moment of clarity. And we had lovely conversations about it at lunch, about the moment that I surrendered and Tony stopped doing it. And I was very lucky that I got 6 years more playing. I've got 6 years, I told you once, I couldn't speak for 29 years and now I can't shut up. I don't know how I'm going to do 10 minutes, Harry, this is ridiculous. Anyway, let's talk about the book, 96. Yeah, it's the last one for me, and Ian Ridley, who wrote it with me, sadly can't be here today, but I let him go first. It's the beautiful line about, I think it was Elizabeth Taylor, she kind of said, you know, like, I'm bored of this, kind of talking about me all the time. What do you think about me? And it's like, absolutely, you know, get someone else. So I wanted him to go first, and I wanted him to explain. So, like I said, 98, Addicted was a cleaning of house that sold 400,000, actually, in the first year. Books had changed, and then when I wrote Sober in 2017... It was all the recovery tools and the help, you know, it's a self-help book, you know, I was talking about that earlier. It's all the tricks of the trade, how to stay stopped for 20 years and the celebrations, which sold two copies, I think, you know. No one's interested in that. They want the sex, drugs and rock and roll. They want the Donald Trump story, you know, in the can with it. Anyway, that's another time. I gave that to Harry earlier, didn't I? Yeah. I got into the end and I'm kind of closing it off with this last book, and I think it, celebrating 30 years and what that means to me, you just don't jump into the sickness. It's a progressive illness for me, and you just don't jump into the year of 96 when it all got very dark and very bleak, and I didn't want to be on the planet, you know, and I had that moment of clarity and I surrendered and got myself into AA and stay stopped. But it was like, it just don't happen. So I quickly phoned Ian Ridley and I said, Ian, and I wrote in one sitting, I did 5,000 words, and I wanted to do a bit of a warm-up. You know, I wanted to tell people how I got there. So at the beginning of the book, we kind of put it in, football is coming at me here. You know, I put the warm-up, I did a first half and I did a second half. I have to put hydration breaks into the book, the next book. But I did a second half and then I did an extra time, you know, and I even went and did a bit of penalties. If you get the books, it's Where Are We Now? But stuff. But it's so important to lay the foundations. And at the other side, it's like I've had so many people ask me, how do you love ones as well? You know, I'm very proud of my boys. Here we go. It all gets me. Gets me every time. Well, he's 3 years clean and sober in July 27th, you know, and when he was asking for help. It's one thing about the self-destruction that I was trying to kill myself. When you see a loved one killing himself, you know, it's actually so, you're powerless, absolutely powerless. And I just wanted to maybe do the last kind of bit of the book to actually help the Al-Anon members, you know, people like my wife and stuff, who's a complete natural, you know, she doesn't need no help at all, you know, so go and sort yourself out, you know. But I wanted to do something for the people that are, have got loved ones in recovery, or that are still drinking or that are drugging, and one in two suicides now are gambling debt related. It's the new kiddie on the block, you know, all these kind of stuff. So I'm also chair of. Well, how long am I going on? I'm waffling for funny. I'm crying. I've got angry. I've got a crying. It's, anyway, so all the money's going to Six Addiction, my new charity. So this one, I can't, you know, the people that read it, always say it is the people that need to. Maybe have a life that's, you know, full of dreams. I mean, you've heard nothing about football. Come on, England and stuff. But, you know, it was another escape for me. Football was an escape. I wasn't comfortable in my own skin like I am today. I can get up here and just stay my stuff and sit down, and I'm totally free. I couldn't do that. I was so so much in here, you know, better than worse than, superiority, inferiority, you know, I'm better than you, you know, I've got more money than you, looking externally to fix the inside. It's an inside job for me, you know, and I've given the tools of the book, and I will finish. I'm 10 minutes, am I, Harry? I'm on the edge. But last thing, and it's the last line of the book, and it's very poignant for me. Everything, I'm a product of AA. I'm, you know, the reason I keep going back is, you know, I'm a quick forgetter and a slow learner, you know what I mean? So I have to keep on going back and reminding myself of how I did it a day at a time and stuff. But I say at the end of the book, you know, it's going to be all right at the end. And if it's not all right, it's not the end. Keep coming back.
This week's podcast was kindly sponsored by Baillie Gifford Actual Investors, who take a long-term approach to investing in exceptional companies.